From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 600 migrants, mostly from Africa, rescued on the Mediterranean by a Doctors Without Borders ship, are now in Spain. Our MIT University Europe scholar Benoit Capmark spoke with VOA about the Tuesday meeting between the leaders of France and Germany about immigration issues.
Both countries are facing problems on that front too, particularly Germany, because Angela Merkel's government is divided in terms of how to respond to this. The German Interior Minister is particularly at odds with his chancellor on the subject of dealing with refugee intakes and the regulation behind it.
Regulation currently allowing all asylum seekers into Germany pending a review of their cases. At least three people are dead after a strong earthquake struck western Japan today, magnitude 6.1, just north of the country's second largest city, Osaka, just as commuters were beginning the rush hour to work. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking here through an interpreter, spoke about his government intends to do for the survivors.
The priority is to save the lives of the people, and the government is trying to cooperate in order to save the lives of public citizens.
Considerable damage reported from the quake, but no tsunami warning was issued. Also making news, Kenyan, eight police officers there in Kenya were killed when their vehicle hit a landmine in the country's northeast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the Somali-based Al-Shabaab insurgency, which has carried out a long series of deadly attacks since Kenya intervened in the Somali conflict 2011. This is VOA News. Suicide bomb attack has killed at least 19, wounded more than 50 others. That happened in eastern Afghanistan a day after a deadly attack in the same area targeted government soldiers and Taliban insurgencies who were celebrating a temporary ceasefire during the Muslim festival Eid al-Fitr. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Saturday assault. RAND Corporation scholar Jonah Blank speaks with VOA about whether African President Ashraf Ghani is allowing Taliban freedoms by extending the ceasefire.
It's tried every way of either fighting its way out or negotiating its way out. So now President Ghani is trying to figure out a different path.
President Ghani has praised the government's and the Taliban's mutual ceasefire. Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen carried out more airstrikes on the airport in the rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. UN cautions a protracted fight could force a shutdown of the port at a time when a halt in and risk pushing millions into starvation. Some 70% of Yemen's food enters via the port in Hodeidah, as well as the bulk of humanitarian aid and fuel supplies. Pro-business, candidate Ivan Duque has won the second round presidential election in Colombia. He beat leftist Gustavo Petro. That could mean changes to a 2016 peace agreement with Marxist rebels that ended a half-century-old civil war. Jennifer McCoy is a Georgia State University political science professor.
You know, I think they're particularly concerned about justice in the accords and what kind of punishment former FARC guerrillas would face, as well as their participation in the political process.
Duque, Colombia's youngest leader in decades, has said the agreement was too lenient on the rebels. He faces a myriad of problems, including the economy, drug trafficking gangs, poor infrastructure, massive influx of Venezuelans fleeing deteriorating economic conditions there. Greece and Macedonia have ended a three-decade dispute, a resolution that could result in Macedonia's long-delayed entry into the NATO and the European Union. Respective foreign ministers signed an accord renaming former Yugoslav state, the Republic of North Macedonia, that is. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
Because they make us all Europeans proud of the capacity to find, through diplomacy, a win-win solution.
The agreement, however, requires the approval of each parliament, as well as Macedonian referendum, and a strong opposition makes approval a bit uncertain. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.